RIB would like you to take the opportunity to play your part. Play your part is your chance to get involved with opportunities and share your experiences to influence many different projects. Now, the opportunities are not only related to work within RIB, but also come from external organisations looking for the perspectives or real-life stories of people who are blind or partially sighted. What are some of the latest opportunities? Well, Natalie Swiderska joins us now from RNIB. Hi, Nat.
Hi there. You all right?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. And we've got an opportunity coming up, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. It's actually something working with RNIB this time. So it's from one of our colleagues in the Connect team. He is looking to look more deeply into sort of how we meet face-to-face and kind of some of the activities, get-togethers, meet-ups, whatever you want to call it, what you want to do and how we can support getting that off the ground. We're looking for people to kind of either explore these ideas by telephone. We're going to have a meeting with a few of us just to have a chat through these ideas and explain kind of maybe what we're thinking and get your point of view. So, yeah, there's an opportunity to sort of contact us that way. Alongside that, if you don't want to take part in the call, this week's Connect Quick Poll will allow you to give some idea and some experience and some suggestions to influence those discussions. So take part in the meeting, and we'll give some details about how to get in touch about that in a moment, or take part in the Quick Poll and share your opinion very quickly that way.
Now, it's very straightforward. This is, you just head to the webpage and you'll have maybe four very quick questions to answer.
Yes. So, yeah, and the quick poll is, yeah, very simply that. Quick poll takes a couple of minutes at that, just to answer a couple of questions about a particular topic. The quick poll sort of changes every fortnight, so we have a different subject matter, different kind of, topic to discuss. We've done lots of different ones over the last, since the beginning of the year, we've had ones on running, on audio description, we've had ones on New Year's resolutions, weirdly enough, at the New Year. So they've been really good. We've had some posed from the community themselves, and we've helped them put that together and put it out to the wider community. We've also had them come from staff, obviously, if they're trying to think of trying to gauge your opinion on something before they either write a project bid or put something together, then they want sort of trying to test the water by getting the poll out to everybody. So they can be quite influential. They are quite useful to us. We want to sort of know what you're thinking on certain things. Or actually, they could just be for fun, and we just want to sort of get people involved and have a bit of a laugh about it and just see what people think. They're very varied, very interesting. Something hopefully for everybody, and take part in that.
And as we said at the beginning, it's really RNIB allowing the members of the Connect community to actually direct the charity now. Because there's always been a criticism, hasn't there, in recent years at times, that RNIB sets the agenda and blind people aren't involved in the direction of it. And this is a real change, isn't it?
Yeah, this is, I mean, the two things I've mentioned today are just the sort of tip of the iceberg of some of the stuff we're trying to now do. We're doing more and more each month and trying to sort of change the way that we listen to and involve blind and partially sighted people in all our decision making and all our plans. So quick polls within the sort of play your part agenda or project, whatever you want to call it, are all different ways of just trying to listen to the people and sort of gauge feelings out there. The opportunities that we post are obviously taking that step a little further and getting people into discussions with us. It's all very useful. I mean, some of the new things that are coming up, we've mentioned in the Connected Bulletin, which is where Play Your Part features sometimes, about a piece of work that we're looking to start in regularly and kind of on a more consistent way, involve blind and partially sighted people in the recruitment of new staff. So we've done that recently with a number of different staff at senior level. So we're looking to try and continue that and make it part of our standard practice. There's lots of things that we're now doing to try and bring the voice of blind and partially sighted people into everything we do.
And to give an example of how this steers things, on RNIB Connect Radio, often we focus on audio description and events that are coming up. Now, one of the quick polls was asking blind or partially sighted people, how they felt about audio description, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the last one. We've just had the results in from that, so we've just done a very quick analysis. So, yes, the questions we asked were, do you use audio description? So from everybody that responded to that, it was almost half and half. Nearly 60% said yes, 41% said no. But then we looked into that a little bit further and we were asking about how people would like to receive audio description. So the options that we've kind of explored were around having a kind of personalised service that you can carry with you maybe on a mobile device that you take into a theatre, a cinema, I don't know, is connected at home, but the audio description comes through a device, or that it comes through the standard sort of delivered service through the cinema itself, the theatre itself, through the TV. And from that, actually, the biggest kind of percentage of feedback that came back was that people actually would prefer either option depending on the situation and depending where they were. And that actually reflects our understanding of what people prefer. So that's kind of in line with what we were already aware of, which is great to know because it helps us to ensure that we're on the right path when we're talking to different people in that remit of developing audio description, so the BBC and others and Sky and people like that. We are very much behind the fact that we would like to see alternatives offered so people can, depending on where they are and what they're watching, either choose a personalised service or take the traditional method. So, yeah, it's really, really helpful. The full report from all of the quick polls are on our Connect online pages. They also do go into the regional Facebook groups if you're a part of those. But if you go to www.rnib.org.uk/community, you'll see there's a Play Your Part board, which gives you those more in-depth opportunities, but there's also a quick polls board. And in both of those, you'll find everything you need. Quick polls board will, like I say, give you the full results that we've found and our kind of thoughts and feelings about those. And if you're not able to access the online boards, just give our team a call and they'll give you the update. They're on 0303 123 9999.
We're encouraging you to get involved with the Connect community. How easy is it to do that, Natalie?
Yeah, really simple. You can join the community by going online, to that address I gave you earlier, which is rnib.org.uk/community. You can even Google RNIB Connect or use any other search engine. you should be able to find our webpages, and there's an easy sign-up process online. And alternatively, again, you can call the team, you can call the RNIB helpline even, and just ask them that you want to sign up to the Connect community. If you've got any relationship with the local RNIB office and their teams, they can do it as well. So any staff you're talking to in any part of the organisation will know how to sign you up and give you all the opportunities and give you all the things that the community offers. But there's lots to do, lots to know about. So if you want to join up, do get in touch.
And there's no cost involved either?
No, absolutely free. As standard, you'll get a magazine every quarter. We do an extra bit of news via our email channel. You'll get an opportunity to receive the Connected Bulletin, which is where you will receive information about Play Your Part opportunities, our latest information about our work and how we're developing and what we're thinking about. That Connected Bulletin is quite useful for people who want to be more in the know about RNIB and are more interested in getting involved with us and working with us and talking to us. So, yeah, when you make the call to the team, they'll give you all those options and talk through all the different opportunities that are available to you nationally and locally.
Natalie Swoderska, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for getting us right up to speed with the latest Play Your Part opportunities.
No worries, Simon. Brilliant talking to you too.